This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. One of London's largest financial markets could be moved from the UK to the US by its new American owner. London International Financial Futures Exchange, or LIFE, could be coming stateside. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The coloured trading jackets and the shouting are long gone. These days, LIFE is an electronic market in futures and options. Now, says Will Mitting, editor of Futures and Options World, computer speed is of the essence.
For high-frequency traders, they tend to trade in nanoseconds. It's 1/1,000,000th of a second. People are already beginning to talk about the possibility of trading in picoseconds, which is 1/1,000,000,000th of a second.
By switching LIFE's main market computers to the US, American-based traders would be able to deal 100 milliseconds faster than the smaller London-based traders. That's 1/10 of a second. That's an eternity.
If your strategy is purely based upon your ability to respond to market news quickly, then you're really going to see a difference in that 100 milliseconds.
And Juan Pablo Pardo Guerra, an expert in electronic trading at the London School of Economics, points out that the US is the biggest derivatives market in the world.
So it makes sense taking these systems from London or from the UK and putting them in the United States.
But does it? At least one London trader questions the logic of the move.
It won't stop us from trading, but I don't think we'll be trading through LIFE anymore.
Neil Crammond of the Futex Trading House says rival exchanges like NASDAQ and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange have been piling into London.
We now see NASDAQ Exchange offering the same contracts as LIFE, CME offering the same contracts as LIFE. You know, we can now pick and choose where we want to go.
Why have NASDAQ and the CME moved to London in the last year or so, he asks? They're fighting for a slice of LIFE's multi-trillion-dollar business.
They're fighting for a big part of the cake.
He believes putting speed above all other considerations is a major misstep for the exchange's new American owners. This, he says, could be the beginning of the end of LIFE as we know it. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.